Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Federal officials report a drop in the number of Iowans hospitalized who have tested positive for COVID-19 during the past week. The Department of Health and Human Services, 232 Iowans are hospitalized as of today. That's down from 270 a week ago. That's as the number of new reported positive tests remains steady. Iowa health officials say more than 5,200 positive tests have been reported in the past 7 days. And state officials also added 26 Iowans to the state's COVID-associated death count, bringing the pandemic total to nearly 10,000. Scott County residents are receiving voting notices in the mail. The auditor's office is sending out 72,000 notices in 3 waves to make sure voters are informed about Iowa's new voting laws, dates, and locations. Carrie Tompkins is a Scott County auditor. She hopes the notice will help inform county residents.
We're focusing on how people can vote for the general election on November 8th. Starts with some information on absentee ballots, just reminding voters that you have to request a form in order to get a ballot.
Tompkins says another notice will also be sent in October regarding polling places and to remind people that many district boundaries have changed. Alumni from around the world have converged on the Quad Cities to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the founding of Palmer College in Davenport. The first school of chiropractic opened in 1897, 2 years after D.D. Palmer performed the first chiropractic adjustment. Chancellor and CEO Dennis Marchiori says the college is a key contributor to the local economy, with $42 million a year in payroll and purchasing and $20 million spent by its students.
Because of our students not coming from the Quad City region, all of our students, for the most part, other than a few exceptions, come from outside of the Quad Cities, then because of that, we're really bringing those resources into the Quad Cities that otherwise wouldn't be there.
The college has also spent millions in recent years improving the campus, opening a new student clinic, student union, classrooms and labs, and student housing. Since its founding, Palmer has opened branch campuses in California and Florida, and together they have 31,000 living alumni. Dr. Marchiori expects about 2,000 former students and friends will be in town this weekend for the anniversary celebration. Well, the governor of Illinois has called up 75 members of the Illinois National Guard to help organize shelter, food, and medical care for migrants arriving in Illinois by bus from Texas. About 500 people seeking asylum in the U.S. have been transported from the border by Texas Governor Greg Abbott since the end of last month. Thousands have also been taken to New York City and Washington, D.C., Democratic-led cities that serve as sanctuaries for immigrants. Illinois Governor Pritzker says the emergency declaration he signed on Wednesday will speed up the delivery of necessary services. Well, 18 years after it first opened, the River Music Experience in Davenport has changed its name. As of this week, it is now called Common Chord to celebrate how it's changed and expanded its mission through the years. Executive Director Tyson Danner says a possible name change first came up during strategic planning when they thought it might be time to refresh their brand.
First, we were thinking just visually, just, you know, some new colors, a refreshed logo, but it pretty quickly became apparent that the old name, River Music Experience, was restrictive. It restricted us to river music, and we're bigger than that now.
He says they considered dozens of possible names before choosing Common Chord.
And chord, obviously, is a nice nod to the musical, and especially for the fact that chord, what a musical chord is many things coming together to make a bigger whole. And I think that speaks a lot about where we're headed as an organization.
It was founded in 2004 as a museum for roots music of the Mississippi River. Danner says each year Common Chord hosts about 100 live music events, sponsors education programs, and reaches up to 90,000 people. And for its first event under the new name, a community jam session will be held Sunday afternoon in the parking lot of the Freight House. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.